Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. The information on tonight's show could save your life, members of your family. Later in the show, we will also be meeting with mayoral candidate Frank Colonna. But our first guests are two experts in the field of emergency management, Braden Phillips, who is the administration bureau chief of the Long Beach Police Department, and Casey Schell, the disaster management officer for the Long Beach Fire Department. And gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thanks. Great to be here.
I attended this remarkable emergency preparedness forum recently, and 20 departments of the city of Long Beach were there in full array explaining the planning that has been done. And Casey, you're the emergency disaster management officer for the city of Long Beach and administered to the fire department. Give our viewers a sense of what the city has done to prepare us in the event of a natural or terrorist disaster.
I think the first and most important piece, as you saw the other day, that it's a team. We have a team of 20 departments that have worked very, very hard to prepare. In the 10 years I've been here, we've exercised, we've worked on our plan, we've focused on making the city as prepared as we can as part of our own team and as part of the team for the county and the state as well.
And of course, the fire department has hundreds of personnel that are available on duty every day anyway, but then would be called up in the event of an emergency.
Sure. The disaster plan is well defined by department, and each department has responsibility for their own call-out procedures. But fire, along with police and public works and health and parks and rec, all have plans in place to call their employees back to work.
And Braden, the police department is obviously a very important part of that plan. Give our viewers a sense of what police do in the event of an emergency.
Well, Art, as you know, the police department has officers on the street 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in black and whites, and their principal role is to respond to calls for service. In the event of a natural disaster or a man-made terrorist disaster, their job really is to assess the situation and be the eyes and ears for the city so that we can bring to bear the resources from all of the departments to respond to the disaster.
And for example, in the event of a need for an evacuation, police would be doing traffic control and exit control.
Well, and before you can do the traffic control, you've got to make sure that the route is clear and it's an effective way to get to where you want the people to go. And all of that has to happen through the Emergency Operations Center before the police can actually effect the evacuation.
And one of the many things that I learned at this incredible forum was that every black and white is equipped with a loudspeaker that is able to communicate through neighborhoods if other means of communication fail.
As are the fire trucks. In fact, when we recently suffered the failure to our telephone system for 911 calls, we had police cars and fire trucks driving up and down the streets informing people of the problem and encouraging them to bring to us any issues that they might have when they see a car driving by.
And there's a reverse 911 program.
Reverse 911 is a new system that we have. It's basically a way to get information to the public in the event of a disaster of some sort.
And Casey, there's this unique, well, maybe not unique, but to me, incredible emergency center that we built and went online just in the last year or two. Tell us about that.
It's been in service about 2 years. It's a 42,000 square foot building built to withstand a 7.1 earthquake on the Newport Inglewood Fault. It houses both police and fire communications upstairs and in my shop downstairs, the Emergency Operations Center, which is that coordinating center that Braden referred to that would sit and putting all those key people from the city there to make the key decisions we need to make to get us back in service.
So coordination and networking is key, and what I learned from the forum is how many different departments are involved in it. It's not just police, it's not just fire. Let's just take a look at some of the other departments that are part of the city's planning. Transit's involved, guys. Gas and oil department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's citywide. We're partners with the Unified School District, Water Department, each has a role. Parks and Rec is more than Parks and Rec. They handle our sheltering in coordination with the Red Cross. So it's a team. It's a true team.
Health and Human Services, Public Works.
All key components.
And of course, the port of Long Beach heavily involved.
Yeah, these scenes you see are just really kind of a good symbol of all the different departments that play a key role in how we respond.
And in the airport. And one of the advantages, of course, in the city is that you guys know each other pretty well. Long Beach is a big city, but it's not a giant city. And I'm sure being able to pick up the phone and knowing the guy or the gal at the other end makes a big difference.
Well, every response that the fire department makes or the police department makes, the other branches there throughout the year, we know each other. And we do rely on one another's training and skills to ensure that we bring the right kind of response to whatever situation we respond to.
And the city, KC, has a multi-hazard plan book of over 600 pages with all of this stuff thought out.
Yeah, it's the guidance book. It is the book that directs each department to their technical responsibilities. It talks about how we call assistance if we can't handle it. If we were to have an event that goes beyond our capabilities, the system's in place in California to call resources from anywhere in the state.
So you can go to neighboring cities, you can go to the county, and if necessary, the state, or even the federal government.
Absolutely.
In increasing priority.
And in California, we've exercised that system frequently with the California wildfires. In fact, that was the genesis of the standardized emergency response system that we have in California that precludes some of the events that occurred in the recent hurricanes.
Well, I think Katrina was a wake-up call to those communities that needed it, not us, but of the seriousness of an emergency threat and the need to be prepared. But as you say, we've had for years earthquakes, fires, mudslides, so we're used to this drill, sadly or maybe happily in the sense of being prepared.
Well, I think that it amounts to practice. Every time a disaster occurs somewhere in the state, it causes us to take a look at our plans and do a little more exercising and hone our skills.
Yeah. Well, the city is, the good news is, from my vantage point, the city is well prepared in the event of a disaster. Now, always more can be done, for sure, but a lot of good people have spent a lot of time thinking this through and practicing for it and coordinating it. But there's one thing that we haven't spoken about yet, which we're going to speak about in the next segment, and that is what you can do to protect your family, because this has to be a team effort. And in the event of a serious emergency, police and fire obviously cannot be everywhere, and you will have to provide for your own family and your own protection for perhaps as much as 5 days. In the next segment, we'll be going into that, so stay with us. We're back continuing our discussion on emergency preparedness with Casey Schell and Braden Phillips. And we want to talk about what citizens can and should do, Braden.
Well, I think that there's a number of things. The first and foremost is to develop a plan for family response to an emergency. You're going to need to put together some supplies. You're going to need to have a place to go if you're going to evacuate. You're going to need to think about what you're going to do with your pets. You need to think about how you're going to get the family together if you're not all in one place when the disaster occurs. How are you going to get the kids back from school? These are all things that the family needs to sit and talk about.
And Casey, now it's 5 days supply. It's up from three.
Yeah, I think we've learned. We've in California, we've always pushed for 3 days of preparedness. That's been the mantra for many, many years. But I think the last few disasters have shown us that even in best of circumstances, 5 days of self-reliance is critical. And Braden hit a lot of points, but one that I would really recommend you really seriously look at is an out-of-state contact. Having that family member or a friend who's out of state that you all can keep that phone number with and get a hold of somebody.
We saw that in the Katrina thing. People didn't know what happened to members of the family, but if you have a Aunt Jane or Uncle Joe in another area, another state, and you all agree in advance, in the event of emergency, call Aunt Jane or Uncle Joe. It's so simple, but it really makes sense.
There's something else that the people can do, Art, and I think that's to train themselves. There's a number of really good programs. The American Red Cross has been teaching CPR and first aid for years. And their own Long Beach Fire Department has a great program called CERT, which is the Community Emergency Response Teams, which trains neighbors to be self-sufficient and work together to deal with the various problems that can ensue from a disaster.
Well, as you may know, I went through the CERT program. It's a 6-week program run by the Long Beach Fire Department. Paul Rodriguez, firefighter Paul Rodriguez, is in charge of it. I have my CERT card here, and you put out fires, you do rudimentary emergency medical, you do search and rescue, and each of us has a responsibility in our own community. I also went through the CPR Sunday, so I am also CPR certified. And this is free to citizens of Long Beach. Anyone can do it. Everyone should do it. And call up the fire department to get further information. We need to help ourselves and help them help us.
570-LBFD. And that's the number that'll get you there.
570-LBFD. LBFD. Well, that's an easy one to remember. Other things, Braden, that we should be thinking about?
I think that I talked to before about the importance of developing a plan for your family, but we're a city of neighborhoods, and when a disaster occurs, once you've checked your family out, I think it's real important to get out and check your neighborhood and look for other neighbors that may be in distress. The reason that the emergency response training is so important is they may need help, and we may not be able to get there for
sure.
A while.
What do you worry about at night, Casey? I mean, the city obviously has done a lot of preparation. There are a lot of resources. At the forum, this incredible equipment was on display. And I understand we actually have a semi-trailer full of stuff from Homeland Security Agency parked at a hangar in Boeing, I think, which we got from a grant. So that stuff is there. But you're the guy who has the responsibility in the city for disaster management. What keeps you up at night, if anything?
Well, nothing keeps me up at night. But I think seriously, I think the message we've constantly tried to tell the citizens is we're working hard to prepare, and so do they. It's a
partnership.
Absolutely
between the city and the citizens.
And the businesses.
And the business community. Speak to the business community, Brady.
Well, I think that, and business, I include schools in there as well. The schools have a disaster response plan that every school has to review. So that the kids are taken care of during the day. Businesses have got employees that they have to look after. They have to know how to get out of their building. They have to know how to take shelter. They have to know the basic first aid requirements. So
and
all
Long
of
Beach
those things.
State, where I teach, I know they have drills regularly for mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. And also, hospitals, of course, are part of your emergency planning, and other entities like Long Beach Transit.
We saw, I think, the vivid picture of a parking lot full of school buses sitting up to their windows in water.
Was that frustrating?
100,000 people that hadn't been evacuated. Long Beach Transit is a very key component of our evacuation planning apparatus and process, and we'll bring those resources to bear if we need to evacuate people from the city.
And I know from the forum, when there was that pile up on the 710, mm-hmm. you guys needed a couple of buses to remove survivors, and they were there.
They were there right on time.
So as we come to the end, Casey, what message do you want to really drive home to the citizens of Long Beach?
Have a plan. Be ready for 5 days. Make sure if you have medicines and glasses that you need, you have them close at hand. Make sure you have a plan for your family as far as communicating. And if you need help, call 911. We will get there eventually.
Okay, 5 days. Let's just be clear. 5 day planning means food for 5 days. And this is dehydrated food or canned food, water, medical supplies.
Yeah, 5 days worth of food. Well, the way I do it at my house is I have canned food.
Canned food.
It's part of my recycling process of cycling the food. So it is rotated through, so you never worry about expiration. 5 days of water to drink. Again, a gallon a day per person is what the ideal is. You want to have medicines, a very important piece, that you, if you take medicines, have a supply and cash. Something that a lot of people don't put in their kits, but you need cash. It's going to be cash.
Because electricity is out, you won't be able to use credit cards at pumps and all that.
Cash and carry business.
Cash and carry. And, of course, a basic first aid kit would be smart, and a radio, maybe a hand-crank radio that doesn't need electricity.
Yeah. If you go to the longbeach.gov website, it has links to the Red Cross, which has some great guidance for you.
Okay, well, we're going to put up that website again, longbeach.gov. And, Braden, final words.
I think that disasters are a question of when they're going
coming.
To happen, not if they're going to happen.
It's coming.
And the only way we all survive is to be prepared.
Sound words from some very expert people. So, guys, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. And when we come back, the third mayoral candidate, Frank Colonna, will be joining us. Stay with us.